You are listening to a Shine Light podcast production. Everyone has a Jeff Buckley story. And now your host, Jeff Haley.
Welcome to episode 7. Today we have a guest producer and presenter, Roxandra Lee. I've known and played with her for years. Like many of our guests, Roxanne was at the Faded Electric Lounge show. But she also goes into many of the emotions that she had as a Buckley fan. It is quite a ride, so buckle up.
Hello, I'm Jeff Haley, and welcome to Everyone Has a Jeff Buckley Story. Today's episode was guest produced by Roxanne Drolet, a New England-based musician, writer, and audio producer. When she's not telling Jeff Buckley stories, she's writing her new show, 29 Paintings, a series of new characters inspired by well-known visual art.
I used to know a little square so long ago when I was small. Oh, summer long it had a fair, wonderful fair with swings and all. I used to love my little square.
What's my Jeff Buckley story? I'm living in Austin. It's the early 90s, and I'm driving home late one night listening to KGSR, and I pull into my driveway, and I can't get out of the car because I'm listening to this amazing woman sing this song in English and in French, and I'm like, is this Edith Piaf? It doesn't really sound like Edith Piaf, but it's this magical little waltz where she's singing about a fair, and at one point, it's like, ah, toi toujours. And I'm thinking, no, this isn't Edith Piaf. They're going to say who it is at the end. So I don't get out of the car because it's a real driveway moment. And song comes to an end. And I don't remember them announcing it. What I remember is that I went into the house and I called the station and said, who was that woman? And then I found out it was Jeff Buckley, and I'm like, it's not a woman at all. It's this amazing tenor, and that began my love affair and my obsession with Jeff Buckley, musically. I learned later that this song was from an EP called Live at Chennai. So my first experience with Jeff Buckley is he's singing that live. That's live in a small cafe in New York City. And there's this section at the end where he's just vocalizing in between parts. Right there. Those moments seem like they're private, like it's just me and him in the car. Which leads me to my next moment, or digression. It involves the first kiss of a now ex-boyfriend, which I wish I could blame on Jeff Buckley, but I can't. I just have to blame it on being young and dumb. Okay, I don't want to drag this story out because I look like an idiot, but about a year later, I'm spending an awful lot of time with the bass player in my band, and wasn't sure if it was going to be a relationship or we were just going to keep playing in a band together and be friends. But we're in my car one night, and same car, and Jeff Buckley's song Last Goodbye comes on, and I thought, oh, it's my chance. It's my chance. It's romantic. And I decided I'm going to go for it. And as soon as he says kiss me, I decided to plant one on this guy.
Kiss me.
Shouldn't have, because it shouldn't have been a relationship. Should have just played in a band together. But the douche musician in me has to manufacture a moment. I mean, misplaced emotion for a song and a bad choice, and I crossed over into an ill-advised relationship. I mean, who did I really want to kiss there? I think we know the answer. Anyway, we broke up, and that was bad. But before we broke up, we went to see Jeff Buckley live at Electric Lounge, and it was amazing. amazing. Of course, my then boyfriend didn't really like him and was basically visibly upset when an encore was going to be played. Anyway, after this amazing show was over, I was within handshaking distance from Jeff Buckley. He had come over with another person. And just as I was about to introduce myself to Jeff Buckley, my ex-boyfriend storms in front of me, reaches out his hand past Jeff Buckley, and takes the hand of the guy he's with. And he says, "Hey man, you're Chris Searles. Hey, nice to meet you," you know, and freaks out all over Chris Searles. And of course, the ex-boyfriend bass player wants to meet the excellent drummer, Chris Searles. Of course he does. But the fangirl in me is like, everybody here wants to meet Jeff Buckley. Everybody here wants you. Jeff Buckley kind of turns away and goes and talks to other people. And now everybody here wants to meet you. The moment is gone and I'm standing there. And now this fucking guy wants to show you. He did that shit on purpose.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm like, in the fall of 1996, I moved to New York City, and I was so psyched. And one of my very first gigs was at Café Chenet.
It's a song about a dream.
I mean, it was like this weird cafe, coffee house. It seemed like a restaurant, but I thought, well, Jeff Buckley named his EP after it. So, it's good enough for me. Then, in June, not even 7 months later, it's the day before my 30th birthday, and my buddy Hans calls, and he's like, "Did you hear the bad news?"
I'm lying in my bed, the blanket is warm, this body will never be safe from harm.
I don't remember if I already knew or if I was pretending I already knew, and I tried really hard not to let on that I was pretty upset. Didn't seem cool or something. I don't know. People are dumb. I didn't go to the memorial service at St. Anne's Church, but I do remember meeting his mom at an event of some sort. Mary. It's been 25 years since he died. I heard there's a bunch of concerts scheduled for what would have been his 56th birthday. But he will forever stay 30. This gorgeous mix of, like, Maria Callas singing with Soundgarden. Or Edith Piaf hotboxing Chris Cornell.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
I'm afraid to love you.
Don't be. You're perfect. You got the voice of a fucking angel.
I want to thank Roxanne and her supporting cast for that amazing Everyone Has a Jeff Buckley Story. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like it, you know what to do. And I want to let everybody know that next week we're going to have Jeff Lipstein, and he's going to teach us about the finer points of drumming and his perspective on what made Jeff Buckley such an amazing artist and why we're still talking about him today. And then the week after that, we're going to have Matt Johnson himself, who played drums on Grace. He's a really good teacher and a really knowledgeable person, and I am so grateful that he decided to speak with me. So get ready for that in 2 weeks and come back next week.
You've been listening to Shine Light Podcasts. If you like what you've heard, please hit the subscribe button and tell your friends.